This is Wade Vrethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Up to $12 billion in emergency aid to farmers was announced by the Agriculture Department. It would come through a direct assistance program to attempt to offset losses from the president's trade war. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos wants rules requiring borrowers seeking aid to prove that they're in financial distress or if their colleges knowingly deceive them in order to get a break on student loans. Federal judge ruled that the case, which argues that President Trump is improperly benefiting from his company's Washington hotel, should be allowed to proceed. California Supreme Court ruled that Starbucks must pay workers for minutes regularly spent on off-the-clock tasks, saying an ex-worker's putative class action on state wage claims isn't barred by a federal standard limiting lawsuits over small increments of unpaid time. President Trump has used Twitter as his go-to public relations weapon, even after advisors warned he could be creating legal problems for himself. Now, as attacks on Attorney General Jeff Sessions and former FBI Director James Comey are being scrutinized by Robert Mueller, the special counsel is part of his investigation to determine interference and obstructions. Roughly $120 billion in wealth was wiped out as Facebook shares fell 19%. It was among the largest one-day destruction of market value of a company has ever suffered. Faith in the tech company has shattered given its inaction on problems and inability to protect its users or the public from false information and dangerous provocation. The acting director of the EPA has tried to block wholesale rollbacks of auto pollution rules, arguing that the proposal as it stands is illegal and likely to be reversed in court because of suspect fatality figures as well. Additionally, facing prospect of a court loss, EPA's chief, Andrew Wheeler, overturned one of the final actions of predecessor Scott Pruitt, declaring stricter rules on pollution will be imposed on glider trucks. Freight trucks known as gliders emit dozens of times more soot and contaminants than those with new diesel engines. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Vrathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.